My name is Kelly Tallum, and I'm a violinist. I competed in the Solberg competition last year, and I was invited this year to come back and give a recital in Kalamazoo.
How long have you been studying the violin?
I think just about 9 or 10 years. I think almost 10. I started violin when I was 7, and I started in Japan, where I took lessons for a month, and then we had to move to America. But in America, we started living in Portland, Oregon, where I took lessons from 2 professors. And then almost 3 years ago, in the summer of 2010, my family and I moved to Chicago, where I am now, and I'm studying with Cyrus Furrow.
That's a big change from Portland to Chicago, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Especially right now, it's snowing like really hard.
There's a lot to be said for Chicago, just such a great city. Are you finding that you have other friends your age that also study the violin seriously like you do?
Definitely. I think I've expanded a lot of like my friend circles, or my circle of friends, I guess. I've been going to a lot of festivals, and I've also been competing a little bit more. So I've gotten, by moving to Chicago, I've gotten a bigger look at the music world, and I think my teacher has opened a new door for me by exposing me to different environments.
What kind of violinist would you like to be in a few years?
I don't know. I've always liked Oistrakh playing. I don't know. David Oistrakh was a great violinist of the 20th century. And Mr. Furrow is a former student of Oistrakh, so I admire his playing a lot. But I've always dreamt of being a kind of well-rounded violinist. But most of all, I think in doing so many competitions, sometimes I forget that the reason I'm doing music, when I was young, I used to say that playing violin and immersing myself in music made me feel like I was flying. And I think in a couple of years, I want to be the kind of violinist where I can really communicate to the audience what the music is about. And I don't know, I want to be technically good, but also really musically interesting.
David Oistrakh was a great violinist with an incredible career. It seems like the world has changed a lot since his heyday. I mean, we still do have some real star violinists, like maybe Joshua Bell or something, but a lot of violinists are kind of taking a crossover path now and then, just so they get to play with artists that aren't necessarily classical. And maybe that comes in time. Maybe you're not even thinking about that yet, but I just wondered if that was, you know, something you'd been thinking about at all.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, or I guess at the beginning of this year, I participated in a festival called Young Arts, and it's in Miami, Florida. And I was with, I think, around 20 other young musicians, and we ended up playing a little arrangement of A Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. It was quite fun. I don't really listen to their music much, so I didn't know. I hadn't even heard the song, but it was a lot of fun. And I think exposing myself to other genres of music can be, beneficial.
All right. Well, let's talk about the pieces that you picked out to play and recital this weekend in Kalamazoo. What does the program start with?
I'm thinking of starting with the Schumann Violin Sonata in A minor.
It's probably pretty romantic, I would think.
Yes, it's romantic. And then I'm playing Bach, Partita Number 1, the later half of the partita, the last 4 movements. And then I'm playing Beethoven's Romance, And then finishing off with Isaiah, Transcription of Some Songs, Caprice, Informal Waltz.
So you're actually being very nice to your accompanist. They don't have a lot to do.
Well, the Schumann is quite hard.
Well, I like you're carrying the weight of the program. That's a nice challenge for you, I'm sure. Have you presented full-length solo recitals before?
I have, but not quite. I don't know how to say this. Not quite as big. I've presented maybe like 40-minute recitals, but never like an hour.
Finally, I was wondering if you would tell me about specifically your experience coming to Kalamazoo before to compete in the Stolberg competition.
Well, I had a really wonderful time in Kalamazoo. I felt like the people there are so nice. And I had a host family who were very, very helpful with us getting around town. And I found that the competition was more of like, it was more welcoming to the competitors, and it didn't feel like a really, really stressful competition, which I think is always relieving. I made a couple friends at Stolberg, and who I still keep in touch with. So I think it was a really good experience, and I felt really comfortable on stage. The public was so nice, and I really loved performing with my pianist.
And it's probably quite an honor for the Stolberg to say, you know what, we like you so much, we're going to put on a special concert so that you will come back and play here for us.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I'm really honored to be back, to go back to Kalamazoo. I'm really looking forward to it.